Good morning. So this morning, thank you, Pastor Jim. Get a chance to privilege to share the Word of God with you, and I'm going to share from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, 1 through 14. And this morning, I'm going to share the topic is there is a time for everything. There's a time for everything. And when we look at the verses, we can see that there's a time to weep, there's a time to laugh, and there's a time to do different things. So this morning, I'm going to talk about the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus and the freedom that we have in God. And especially in our nation, in Canada, we have a lot of freedom. Praise God for that. Amen? So I'm going to read, there's 14 verses. So let's read it. Verse number one. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, a time to gather them. We probably don't do that often today. But in the ancient time, they do that. A time to embrace and time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. Verse number 8, a time to love and a time to hate. A time for war, a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. Number 11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done. From beginning to end, I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will feel Him. Lord Jesus, we thank you, your presence is here. Thank you for what you've done for us. May you open our heart to receive your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, we have a lot of choice in every day of our life. So, choices lead to decisions. And we have lots of decisions to make. According to some sources, I find some source that every day we are making 35,000 decisions. I'm not sure, are you making, so divided by, so now it's about 12 o'clock, almost to 12 o'clock. So you're supposed to make about 10,000 decisions already, right? Do you agree? Okay, each hour, so by the time we have worshiped until now, you are making 1,458 decisions already. All right, no matter you believe it or not, but this is statistics. And then a minute, by the time I speak to now, I have already made 24 decisions. One of decisions is I decide to stay here. I'm not going to run away suddenly. Okay, so. Okay, a second. Okay, by the time I speak just now, you have already made a decision what to eat this lunch. So I hope you're not thinking about that all the time while I speak. Okay, hard decision. One second. Oh, so they take S out of that. So, all right. So a lot of decision to make in each day, minutes and seconds. We are always making decision. Why? Because we have lots of choices, but lots of choices every day. Why? Because God loves us. God loves us. So He gives a lot of choices to choose to worship Him, to speak to Him, to read the Word of God. So that's the choice God gives to us. So here comes to my first point. God gives us free choice because everybody says He loves us. Amen. So there's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. We just read, God gives us ability to learn when to plant, when to uproot, when to weep, when to laugh, when to keep, when to throw away some of the clothes from our closet. Amen. When to be silent and when to speak. From the time we are born, we start learning and making thousands of decisions. When children begin to grow up, we may begin to realize they still ask why question, but maybe with a different attitude. Before, they were curious about things and wanted to understand this world. But now they are asking why. For example, my son's age. I'm not saying my son, but my son's age. They are asking why because they often do not agree what we as parents are suggesting them to do or to think. And we begin to realize they are growing up. They want to make more sense of this world by themselves. They prefer making their own choices. Maybe several bad ones. They probably don't agree. When I was in Taiwan, I come from Taiwan about 20-some years ago, and every man at their 20s had to serve in the military, me as well, and it was mandatory. And when I was brought into the field of a training camp when I was 23 years old, I came to realize how comfortable and how free I used to be when I stay at home. I begin to appreciate the freedom I have in life. I begin to realize the value of freedom being given as a gift and not to take it lightly anymore. Praise God. We do not have freedom to choose. We do have a freedom to choose so many things in life. And different choices will determine what kind of person we turn out to be. And throughout the Bible, we also learn that God gives a free will to choose right from wrong. Right from the beginning, the first human being God created, Adam, he was given the freedom to enjoy all the fruits in the garden. However, he chose to eat the fruit that was forbidden by God. Some people say apple. Maybe it's an apple. But now we can eat apple. Okay, I'm not saying you cannot eat apple. But that time, he cannot eat apple, but he ate it. So now that he faced a huge consequence in life after violating the commandment of God, which is death. In the book of Romans 5, verses 12 to 19, it mentioned, due to the sin that Adam made, we all became sinners and face death. But the choices Jesus made, we all receive life and reconciliation and receive eternal life in Him and through Him. And praise God. Praise Jesus. And here comes to my second point. God gives us ability to choose right from wrong. And different choices come to different decisions for life. And different decisions will determine different consequences in life. Moses declared to the Israelites the right or wrong choices they make will have different outcomes between life and death. Life and death. We probably already familiar with this passage. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2, all this blessing will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And Moses continue on in verse 15. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. So in other words, Moses was declaring the right choices led to the blessings and the wrong choices led to the curses. Here, Moses talked about the spiritual choices we make in every day of our life. God gave us great power and responsibility to influence this world. In Matthew 5:13, Jesus reminds us, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses saltiness, how can it be made salty again? And it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. And you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. So that's the power that we have in God, that we could be the testimony of this world, of what God has done in our life. And each one of us, we have this power and we have this light in us. So would you please talk to your neighbor? You have the power to influence this world. Amen. Throughout the Bible, we also learn that God gives us free will to choose right from wrong. Oh, I think I'm reading the wrong passage. Okay. All right. Praise God. Each of us has been given the power to influence this world. However, to think back in the Old Testament, the Israelites has made so many good choices, right? But they have also made so many wrong choices in life. So they have been in the wilderness for about 40 years. Sometimes when I read through the Old Testament, I wonder, why did God allow them? Because from Egypt to the Promised Land, it also takes at most 3 months if you by walking. So from Egypt to the Promised Land, it also takes several months, but they take 40 years. It takes so many times as they could have been walk into the Promised Land. So by our thinking, we just think it's so easy. Why did God allow them and give them a just straight path? But God told them if they could have gone the straight path, they could have run back to Egypt because the enemy is so strong. The Philistine is so strong. If they go by the coastal line, they could have been defeated right away. So God loved them so much to allow them to walk on the narrow path. But instead, God allowed them to walk in the wilderness. So because of their unbelief, they circle around and around and around. So do we think that Israelites are so foolish? And probably you may think that way. I thought that way. Israelites are so foolish that they circle around and around the same path. They are making the same mistakes. And they just worship the idols. And God punished them. And they worship the idol again. And they lack water. And they lack food. And God gave them, what kind of food did they have? Manna. That God gave them manna for 40 years. It's amazing food. They cannot get from the wilderness. If they wanted to get the food from wilderness, they probably eat the rock, right? The rock, smash the rock and eat the powder. That's all they can eat. But they come to unbelief and complain to God again and again and again for 40 years. Amazing. So I like this part of the history of Israelites. So I ask God, why did you allow your word to write about, to be written about the failure of Israelites? I don't understand. Why? Please explain to me. And the more I dwell on this passage, and the more I realize how good God is to us as well. So we also make wrong choices, right? So here comes to my third point. God allows us to experience pain in life. So Israelites must have a lot of pain when they make wrong choices in life. When I just became a believer, I used to be so proud of myself. I have the ability to hear from God almost every day. And I used to have a habit to write a spiritual notebook. And when I write, I worship you, I love you, and Jesus, thank you for helping me, and da 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 da. And when after I write it, and I will hear from God, and I will use the black pen to write my own word. And I will use the red pen to write his word. So my spiritual notebook always have a two colors. I was so proud of myself. So when I look through my spiritual notebook, I have stack of my spiritual notebook. When I open it, I always have a two colors. One color is my word. One color, it's God's word. And God said, I love you, my son, and I love you who you are. And always receive God's word. It really comforted me when I was in college. It really, really comforted me a lot. But I realized when I look through my spiritual notebook, the more I grow in Christ, the less I found out God spoke to me. And I say, Am I having some problem? I have a less and less. So it bothers me. It really bothers me because I used to hear directly from God. Sometimes even I say two sentences and God speaks to me a lot. I feel, God, you love me so much. And then by the time passed and I find out that I hear from God less and less, even only sometimes just one sentence. God just say, he loves me. That's it. I say, God, you don't love me that much because you don't speak to me as much as you used to be. So one time I talked to my friend. I spoke to my friend, a Christian friend, and he helped me realize why was that. And I came to realize I had been growing more as a Christian. So God did not need to give me the step-by-step instruction anymore. He only wants to give me a suggestion or reminding me once in a while. Why? Because I have been more familiar with the Word. I learned to make better choices. And brother and sister, God is honoring you and me to make better choices in life day by day. God does not want to give us step-by-step instruction because we know him already. And we know what kind of things he likes us to do. He likes us to make choices. So he is honoring you and me to make whatever choices we make to honor him. Amen? So I just came to realize that. I'm so happy that God is honoring us. Praise God. We learn things by experiences as well. And last week, Pastor Jim talked about the prodigal son story. The father did not refuse to give the son what he wants. Did the father know the son will spoil all he has and comes back to him with an empty hand? Yes, the father does know that. But the father loves the son too much to give him what he wants. The father wants to help the son to realize who he really is. Similar with us, right? We learn our spiritual lesson through wrong choices or mistakes, don't we? As a parent, I'm always tempted to tell my children what to do and when to do things. And this is just my family example. Maybe you can relate to mine. And I used to tell them when to get up and when to eat breakfast and when to take bus and when to go to school. And that's what I want my children to do. And they are late for school, but not quite often. So they are late for school. And I became so angry. I said, how can you late for school? And I wake you up, and I feed you breakfast. And sometimes Kelly feed them breakfast. And we ask them to be on time and for school, for bus. Otherwise, you'll miss the bus. I have to drive you to school, and I drive me crazy. I cannot do that quite often, my son. I have two sons, so drive me more crazy. So I just pray, you know, at a Sunday night here, I was praying to God, God, help me. You know, my son just late for school and not quite often and still honoring you 200 some days but still they are late for school. And I was angry. That's the reality. And I'm a Christian. I'm serving God. How can my son be late for school? I have no face to talk to my congregation. My son late for school. They're not supposed to do that. I become more angry when I think about that. Right now, I'm not. So, when I pray, God does not give me any answer. So I think, okay, now it's my homework to do. So now, okay, I say, son, you get up and you do your breakfast and you look at the time and you know when to take bus. And I talk to them. I say, son, come up too. Come up. I talk to them. What time do you think you need to get up? And what time do you think you need to get on the bus? What time, how long do you think it takes you from here home to the bus station? And they blah, 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 blah. I say, good, son, this is what you need to do. Do you know that? Say, that. Ah, okay, I know it. Okay, next day, they're doing good, and they late again. All right. I say, God, doesn't work. Okay. So I talk to them again. I say, son, you late. So you're supposed not to be late, okay? And then they understand it. And this time they understand more. And they feel pain. When they miss the bus, when I tell them what to do, and they know they choose to do it, when they were late, they feel not good inside of them. So instead of me feeling so bad, and they share my pain now, I feel so great now. Right? My son somewhere there. They share my pain. God allows me and my son to experience pain together in life. So they know the pain, and they feel not good to miss the bus. Okay, now from that day on, they never miss the bus again. Amen! So, hallelujah. So praise God for that. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson. Not to dominate their life. It's not working. It was not working. I should give them a free choices. And they, in turn, they know that they miss the bus, they feel pain, and another day, they know it. They remember it. It's not because of here. It's because they remember in the heart that I don't want to miss the bus. So they never miss the bus again. I feel so good. And I learned a lesson. And I, as a parent, sometimes I think the parents are always right. Right, parents? How many parents say parents are always right? Yes! But we're still... But I feel that I learned the lesson. They are late for school, and they, you know, I learned the lesson. Okay. So here I have some quotes, good quotes for you. Sometimes painful things can teach us lessons that we didn't think we needed to know. Amen? Sometimes the things we have pain and we learn it, we know that this is the lesson for us to know, to learn, and to grow. And then next, please. Someday everything will make perfect sense. So for now, laugh at the confusion. Smile through the tears and keep reminding yourself that everything happened for a purpose. Everything happened for a purpose. God has a special purpose. And I ask myself, I feel painful when my son late for school. I don't understand, but I try. God give me a lesson when I try. God teach me when I try. So next one, please. Be patient. Sometimes you have to go through the worst to receive the best. Amen? Sometimes we go through the worst in order to receive the best. And God is cherish we as a vessel. We as a vessel. God wants to pour his blessing in us and through us. But he wants to clean us as a vessel. And in order he can pour more blessing in us. And through us, we can be the testimony of him. Amen. Right. So at the end, I'm going to share the verse real quick. Romans 5, 3 through 5. We also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So God's love is sufficient for our life. And through our Lord Jesus Christ, he has made us perfect in him. Let's come to him and give him praise and worship him. Life is not perfect, but he is perfect. All we can do is to rely on him all the time. May his love outpour into our life. And the Holy Spirit fill us every day with his purpose. May we honor him and glorify him all our life.
May we please him and worship him all day long. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving us. We worship you and in spirit and in truth. Thank you for giving us free choices in life, that we can freely choose to worship you and make the right choices to please you. And when we make right choices, we know because we love you. We know you love us first. We give you honor and praises. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.